Hello and welcome to another episode of Love My Poland. Did you know that Poland is a fruit-filled paradise? From early spring to late summer or early autumn, you can find so many types of delicious fruit just growing wild and naturally all around you. Today, my sons and I are going to take you on a five-minute walk. A five-minute walk from my property down to the train station. So many kinds of fruits just along the way. We're going to identify 12 of the fruits that are really delicious in Poland. So let's get started. The fruit easiest to find in Poland are apples. I mean, who doesn't like apples? Poland is an apple superpower. There are so many types of apples grown in Poland that I can't keep up. All I know is that I can't resist a good szarlotka. Szarlotka in Polish is an apple pie. Check out the variety in your nearest supermarket. You'll be dizzy trying to choose the best apples for you. After apples, it takes just a little effort to track down some plums. Plums in Poland are nothing short of delicious. The two plums we love the most are the common purple plum, which is a Węgierka in Polish, and the Mirabel or the Mirabella plum. We had so many one year that we made lots of plum wine. Simply fabulous. Moving along our path now, we'll easily spot some raspberries. What can I say about raspberries? They speak for themselves. This year they're so juicy. My kids devour them down in seconds, and as parents we are so thrilled because they're loaded with good vitamins. Mixed in with raspberries are tons of boysenberries and blackberries. July and August in Poland are perfect for harvesting these bad boys. We've made some delicious jams and even kompot out of them. If you're not sure what kompot is, it's like a stewed fruit drink that's just healthy and delicious. Simply superb. Going off the path a bit, it's a breeze to see cherries. Sweet cherries and wild cherries are in abundance in Poland from early June to mid-July. If you can't find them in the wild, no worries. You'll see them being sold on nearly every street corner. If you have good neighbors like we do, you can reach over the fence and sample some delicious peaches. Okay, I admit it, peaches are hard to find in the wild in Poland, but most of our neighbors have a tree or two. They're nothing like the American Georgia peach, but they're not too bad either. Walking closer to the train station here where we live, you'll find trees loaded with pears. I think I was most shocked by the fact that you could just walk down to the train station here and pick yourself up a few juicy pears. The whole community here is aware of their existence, and wow, when they're ripe, they are gone in a flash. This year, we're going to be ready for them. We're heading back home now on a little bit of a different path, and we come across some wild strawberries. Before moving to Poland, I had zero idea that such a fruit existed. Wild strawberries, in my opinion, are the closest thing to sweet candy you'll find in the wild. You must try them. There's only one problem though. There are never enough to satisfy my craving. If you look carefully around you, you'll discover black, red, and white currants. This delicious fruit is almost impossible to find back home in America. I learned recently that it was even banned at one time in the US, something about hurting the pine industry. Fortunately though, it's legal in Poland, and it's my favorite juice every time. Czarna porzeczka is what we call it in Polish. Not far from the currants are quinces. Now, I'm not ashamed to admit I knew nothing about this fruit back in the States. We grew a lot of quince around here, and it makes a really good addition to hot tea in the winter. My mother-in-law prepares something called powidła in Polish. It's a syrup, it's very sweet syrup with bits of quince that is super tasty in pretty much any flavor of tea. Almost home now, we're stepping into a patch of woods to show you wild blueberries. If someone had told me as a kid that I could walk out of my house to the nearest forest and gather jars of blueberries, I'd have lost my mind. I would have spent every single weekend just gathering blueberries. This year, they're everywhere in the forest. All I can say is pancakes and muffins galore. The final fruit in our little fruit expedition today leads us to aronia or chokeberries. These berries originate actually from North America, but they really have an acquired taste. I find them to be sour or even bitter at times, but it pays to be familiar with aronia chokeberries in Poland, as many candies, teas, and liquors are chokeberry flavored.
So thank you for watching this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you're a Polish person, you know very, very well that what I'm saying is true. This is like a little paradise of fruit here in Poland during the warm months. You know, I'm also very, very exact about reading all of the comments that go into the comments section. You know, some of the comments are nice, some of them are not so nice, but regardless, there's interaction, so I appreciate that. And you know, anything that you have, any advice, any questions you might have for me, maybe some topic ideas, I'm really, really open to that. I welcome that. So please leave those in the comments section. A lot more are coming, so stay tuned, and thank you for your subscription. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so. Thank you.